Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Welcome to the Mick and MJ podcast. This episode is all about shockers.
Shocking.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're having a shocker.
Okay.
Oh my God.
We do this occasionally to celebrate those who, well, may have had a shocker. Today's episode is in honour of Glenn Maxwell, who's gone out again, got hammered at a golf day. Then gone out to see a band and fallen over and taken home in an ambulance. I think we can say who gets a golf day. If you can't behave yourself at a golf day or in a golf day,
sure.
I don't know.
Well, but you're the one who can talk. What about your escapades in a golf cart?
Okay. I don't feel that you needed to go there, but you'd be referring.
I think if you're going to bag the big show about his golf cart antics, there's one bloke in this world who beats him, and that's you.
Full disclosure, I have a golf cart.
Yeah.
It's my own. I drive it to my house sometimes. Yes, I crashed it coming home from the clubhouse. I put it into a dam. I'm not going to lie to you. And at my golf club, that's a 6-month suspension. So I ran back to my house and reported it stolen, which is the sensible thing to do.
Yeah.
And about half an hour later, there was a knock on my door. It was the guys from the clubhouse going, Mick, we've found your golf cart. And I go, where was it? They said, we found it in a dam. And I went, who would do that? Anyway, I look down and I'm wet from the waist down. They said, go to bed, Mick. Go to bed and we'll talk about this in the morning. So, yes, MG, I've had a shocky shocker.
A shocky shocker.
What about, who was the woman from the Australian Open? She's had a shocker.
Oh, yes, Sloane Stephens. She had a shocker with the sushi.
This is how it went down. Sushi gate. Let's have a listen.
It's a bit of discussion and amongst that, just knocking off a little bit of sushi as well. So she is multitasking out here.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah, we just saw her coach, Kamal Murray, come give one of the ball kids some, it looked like 2 packets of sushi, and it looked like that's what she was eating, obviously needing some...
looked like salmon.
Some well-needed fuel.
Salmon avocado, I thought.
Oh.
Did she say her training calamari?
When the commentators have to commentate on what type of sushi you're eating between games, you might be the spot of bother. All right, you get the idea. 133353 if you want to get involved. Here's one. There were delays at Sydney Airport after a ute collided with a plane.
Ow.
Now, that ute driver has had a shocker.
Yep.
A Jetstar plane and a ute collided on the tarmac at Sydney Airport, which sparked massive delays. Happened at 5:30 a.m. yesterday, with the airport security vehicle becoming wedged under the engine of a Jetstar Airbus A320.
How do you not see that?
I don't know what happens, but does the pilot and the driver get out and exchange licenses and addresses? I know when you're out and you're on a freeway, sometimes a vehicle can get caught in your blind spot. But an A320
is ridiculous.
A massive A320, it just doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Do you know the guys were from security? So does that not say everything? Security's supposed to keep out a look for everything, don't they?
Yes. Maybe the pilot was texting.
Might have been Naked Gun, like the Naked Gun pilots. Maybe them.
Oh, my God. I've never seen an A320 at a panel beaters before, but this is going to be... Imagine taking that into your local panel beater. Oh, gee, big job, mate. Can you come back next Thursday? All right, you get the idea. We've got some more. Who's had a shocker? 133353. Let's get into it. Bondi.
Yep.
They've had a shocker.
They have indeed.
Bondi has been named as one of the biggest disappointments as a tourist attraction in Australia. I think it's some poll on Reddit. Everyone's got involved. Forget Bondi, one said. Literally one of the worst beaches in Australia. How dare you? Go Bondi.
Wow.
One of the most recognisable beaches in the world. I put it to you, if you see anyone in the world, if you show them a picture of Bondi Beach, they would understand what that is.
Yeah.
Correct?
No, they've never had a beer at the North Bondi RSL, whoever's written this thread, because it is wonderful.
They've never been duking it out, swimming out past the breaks between a few logs.
Toblerones, yeah.
A few Toblerones. You can't be going Bondi Beach. And they've also had a crack at Australia Zoo's had a shocker. The Irwin family. Australia Zoo's been named a crap tourist attraction.
Jeez. Yeah, royalty. Come on, man. You can't bag them.
I suppose they've dropped off since the old days when Steve Irwin used to dangle a child over a crocodile's mouth.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, Robbie. Right.
Those were the good old days. Bring that back. Yeah. That'll get you some tourist points straight off the bat. How about a shocker? What would you like to bring to the table, MG?
I think drug dealers have had a shocker because listen to this little clip of a lifeguard finding a little package.
I've just been up between their heads. I've just found this little package of... looks like cocaine. So we're just about to hand that over to the police. Probably 100,000, 200,000 bucks in that little package there. Just around the corner of Bondi. So Zoe, you're going to miss out on your Christmas present.
Why is he saying Zoe? Why is he saying...
on the package, it's got blue and red writing, and it's got the word Zoe written on the big package worth $200,000. So someone's in a lot of trouble.
Did they put a return address on?
No.
I can't believe that these beaches are still coughing up.
I know.
After all this time, it's just like
a poker machine.
beaches keep paying out in terms of... And by the way... I have to say, what's really amazing about that story is, have you told me a bloke on a windsurfer, and let's be honest, a bloke on a jet ski, let's be honest, they're certain type of people, normally bogans. Have you ever told me he'd be returning a package of cocaine for $200,000? I would have thought he'd have those tied to the back of the jet ski like cans, like a car leaving a wedding.
Like a tube.
That's what I'm worried about. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what have you got?
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Andrew.
Mate, in your own time, Andrew.
So my next-door neighbour had this old Datsun, and he lost the car keys for it.
Yeah.
And so every morning he used to weigh the accelerator down and hotwire it to get it going. And my mum would hear it come to life every morning, except one morning she heard it start, him scream, and then she's walked out the veranda and the car's doing donuts on the front lawn. And it then ran him over, and then she jumped the veranda and ran and jumped in the car before it ran him over again and stopped the car before it hit him three times.
Andrew, can I ask, he wasn't driving a ute out at Sydney Airport yesterday morning, was he? Because this bloke sounds like a classic.
Oh, he wasn't on a jet ski.
Duke him.
Yes, you have scored yourself tickets to go see Diesel, his sold-out show at the Opera House. Well done.
There you go, Andrew. You've been rewarded.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye, mate.
Today's edition of Who's Had a Shocker is in honour of Anthony Albanese, who got the traditional Australian welcome at a sporting event by the Tennis Australia crowd.
The Australian Prime Minister, the Honourable Anthony Albanese. The Deputy Victorian Premier, the Honourable Ben Carroll.
You turn up as the Australian PM to a sporting event, you know what to expect. And there it is. The tradition continues. Let's have a go. Who else has had a shocker, MG?
Well, this bloke I know from my time in Perth. It's at a press conference on Saturday to announce plans to run in WA's 2025 state election.
Yep.
Perth's Lord Mayor, Basil Zemplis, has been caught on a hot mic talking to a reporter about the Women's Oz Open semi-final and final being a reserves game.
Oh, how about that, Joe? In the big chair. Tennis is on tonight, isn't it? The female finals, yes. It's a reserves game then. I won't say that having been there, obviously.
Oh!
Can you hear that?
He has had a shocker. mind you, that'll probably bump him up the order at the Liberal Party. he could probably run for leader. He could be premier. With stuff like that. Wow.
Basil, mics are always live.
And they've stitched him up, haven't they? It's going to get us all one day. Had some of the stuff we say when the mics are on. Our futures are in Kat's hands.
I know, and that's why I very loudly say mics on when I'm about to
turn
them on.
Well, you never tell me.
No, you don't listen. There's a difference between listening and hearing.
Well done, Basil. You're Australia's new Andrew Tate. what about the bloke who farted on the plane? A bloke who farted on a plane. I don't know which airline it was. It was Phoenix Airline. Yeah. And a recent flight from Phoenix, Arizona, an Air America flight, they turned around a plane because a guy was farting so much.
So loud, too.
And so loud, they just went, nah, we're not having it. And turned the plane around and went back. That's unbelievable.
I'd be in trouble on that flight.
You'd hope oxygen masks drop from the ceiling. I'm just unbelievable. Is that not? Talk about turbulence. I'd love to do the black box recording.
That's a Phoenix oven.
He's had a shocker. You get the idea. 133353. We want to know who else has had a shocker. Get on board. Let us know. Prizes to be won. Yes, of course, we've mentioned Anthony Albanese, Basil Zemplis, the guy who farted on a plane and had it turned around. Can I tell you something? Yeah. That's why they shouldn't have Guzman and Gomez at the airport.
It does.
I honestly believe that.
The chili, yeah.
I thought it might have been you when I heard the story, because you like to peel one off.
I like to pop wind, yeah.
Well, you've done it here in the studio on occasion.
Yeah.
Well, that was you at home.
That was Tim at home
and doing it. And you did it the other day in the studio here. Do we have that?
I don't think we have that one in the studio. No. Did we record that?
No, it's with HR.
It was Matt Preston.
Did it with Matt Preston. Yeah.
No, we did one in here the other day.
During a meeting.
It was about 2 weeks ago.
Did he?
Yes.
But I didn't record it.
I know
it
was during a meeting.
That was during a meeting.
That was after the show. Crikey. So I tried to hold it in until after the show.
It's like doing a show with Andre the Giant. You never know what's going on. The Amish have had a shocker. The Amish have had an absolute shocker. They've gone in to do some shopping at Walmart. Why the Amish shopping at Walmart? I have no idea. What are you looking for? A new butter churner?
a new basket weaver?
While they were inside, buggy and cart were stolen. The horse and buggy was stolen. Yeah. Police were then involved in a very low speed a low speed chase, and I think the horse was tasered. That's how they eventually brought it down. The poor old
the basket weavers.
I don't know who's stealing that horse, but surely you'd have to disguise yourself with a big beard.
Yep.
Is all I'm saying. What have you got, Shocker?
Look, I've got one from the sporting world. Travis Head. He got a king pair. For those that don't know what a king pair is, he's had a shocker because he got two golden ducks, first ball out in the two innings of the game. Not since Ryan Harris in 2010 has anybody got a king
golden duck. Both bang. Innings. Yep. He makes 8 runs for the game. We win.
That's right.
He's got to be dropped.
Good, yeah.
the greatest batsman of 2023
See you, Travis.
In the world. Natasha Belling, who's had a shocker?
Well, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, thanks to AI, though.
It's AI that's had the shocker.
Do you reckon?
I reckon it's... Can I say this? And I've tipped this before. AI will be involved in the greatest scandal in the US election, and it'll be in the last 48 hours.
I agree.
And it will be huge, and something will drop. And it will change the course
of history.
And it'll later be revealed to have been completely fake, but they're already at it.
Absolutely. This is the latest audio that dropped a couple of days ago. Important to note, this is fake from AI with US President Joe Biden.
My fellow Americans, the time has come. That's right. Cannabis is now legal nationwide by presidential decree. So find your stinkiest kush, order a cheeseburger on DoorDash, and put on Archer. It's party time.
Oh, yeah.
Part of me wishes that was real.
Yeah. So that's my point. AI hasn't had a shocker. For you guys, you'd love this.
No, that was too, this is AI. We're not done yet. Okay. Now you've got, who else have you got there?
Donald Trump.
Oh,
now,
yes.
He's been, thanks to AI, quoting some lines from the famous movie 10 Things I Hate About You.
I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate it when you stare, but mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close, not even a little bit, not even at all.
And then did you also see there was a picture posted of him praying in a church?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Fake.
In a church. He's got six fingers.
Yes.
Oh, that's the giveaway if you want to go find it. And, of course, while we're doing AI, Taylor Swift. So someone's done a deep fake on Taylor Swift. They're very explicit shots of her.
Yep.
And they have been taken down quickly. Apparently you can still get ISIS hostage videos.
Yeah, exactly.
But the power of Taylor Swift is that they cannot be searched or found. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, who's had a shocker?
My dad did.
What happened?
So he was at work and he was grinding a key on an industrial angle grinder.
Yep.
And the key caught and came flying back up at him in the face. So he put his hand up to block it. The key hit his index finger and shattered it, needing three screws, and took the top of his thumb off.
Oh,
poor bugger. He's a shocker.
Do you have some kind of prize, please, Kat?
Yeah, I think a Mick and MG bum bag would be appropriate there.
Don't give him the mittens.
Yeah.
We love this. We ask the question on the show every so often, who's had a shocker? MG, get the ball rolling.
I'm going to start with Greens leader Adam Bandt, who's had a shocker because he's racked up $1 million a year in expenses, which includes printing and two private jets, while also campaigning for anti-fossil fuel.
Private jets?
Private jets. He's been zipping around the country.
He can't be a Greens leader lecturing everybody about climate change and emissions and be getting on board a private jet.
No.
That's just not compatible. You can't be getting on a private jet while I have to drink out of a paper straw.
That's come on, Banty. What are you doing, mate?
What a hypocrite. Oh, full disclosure, I have no time for the Greens. They add nothing. You need to be hitched to one of the major powers. All they do is spoil. They've voted against things for nature and the environment when it suits themselves.
Exactly right.
Bob Brown, everyone, you know what they've done when they have to. They just suit themselves. They're very selfish and they lecture. And there they are out there. Is that true? He's caught private jets.
Yeah, yeah.
He may as well be driving a monster truck. He may as well put a little flag on a monster truck and drive that to Parliament every day. You are a hypocrite. You're a liar and you can't be trusted and all you do is grandstand and spoil and you don't have the nation's... just that idea that we're doing it because of higher purpose, you're not.
He's racked up $963,000 in expenses and also that's on top of his $314,000 a year salary.
He's taking the piss. Private plane crashes into a forest and sets the whole forest alight, burning down the forest and thus even further harming climate change.
He does drive a hybrid.
That's like
there's a bombshell apology.
And lectures us all. I can't wait for him. Can everyone at every press conference that guy holds, just put up the hand and go, but is it true you fly in a private jet?
Yeah.
Tash, who's had a shocker?
Well, talking about flights, Boeing has had an absolute shocker. You know, they've had a couple of scenarios where we even saw a plane heading towards Sydney, you know, plunge midair. There's been a door fly off a plane. That sparked a major investigation in the States by the Federal Aviation Administration, and they've found some really concerning production issues. Take a listen to how 7 News correspondent David Woywood explained the findings this morning.
Mechanics had been using hotel key cards as makeshift tools to check door seals. Look, others were found using off-the-shelf dish soap, a Dawn dish soap to be specific, as a lubricant when fitting doors that was then wiped down with a wet cheesecloth.
Is that for real?
That is for real.
I saw a Boeing plane that had.
You're not going to say
no, though.
No, I'll get sued.
Okay. And then there's been another development. One of the Boeing whistleblowers in the States, John Barnett, has been found dead.
What's happened to him?
Alleged suicide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he about to give evidence?
Well, he'd given some evidence already. He was a major whistleblower.
Wow.
Those Boeing planes, they're in big trouble.
Careful.
The Thunderbirds.
Well, at least they don't have two pilots who fell asleep.
That's true.
Yeah.
1-triple-3-5-3, get involved. Prizes to be won. Have you had a shocker? Do you know someone who's had a shocker? We're going to do this. MG, what are you thinking?
Well, I think Sydney, as a city, we've had a shocker because we retained the title as the cocaine capital of Australia of the 4,037
Well done, kilogram. Sydney. Is that a set of... I think that's what Sydney is, you know. There should be T-shirts. Congrats. Well, you've done it again.
It was on the news last night. I didn't see how the story went. Look.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 96th Annual Narcotics Awards, celebrating the illicit achievements of this great country. And now to announce the most coveted award of the night, the Cocaine Capital.
The winner is Sydney.
Wow. Very just to clarify, good. That wasn't on the news. That's
That was Tash Belling on Channel 7 News last night.
I tell you, he's had a shocker. You had a shocker this morning at our pre-show meeting when you let one rip.
Oh, you did too, MG.
You did.
You mean MG, don't you? Yes, let's make it clear.
Tash, you
stepped up to the plate and peeled one off in front of the girls. I can't. You know me, I'm match fit.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
It'll take a lot to shock me.
You've both got some form in that department.
But the girls have really turned up their nose, their toes curled. Mm. Anyway, what else, Tash?
I did apologise.
I would say the royal family is continuing.
Oh my God!
Oh, come on.
To have an absolute shocker.
Let it go, Elsa.
What's happened now?
Now there is speculation. The photo they released yesterday of Kate and Wills in the car, apparently leaving, that she was going to a private appointment. In the photo, when you look at it, the bricks don't match the ones in the car, don't match the ones actually on the wall. If you look at the photo, it looks like it's completely dodgy, as well as the Mother's Day photo.
Yes. Honestly,
you have got
this.
This
is an addiction for you now. This is an addiction. You need some help.
If you go around to her house, if you go around to Tasha's, you'd walk in and there'd be like that serial killer wall with just pictures of Kate Middleton and arrows pointing and a timeline.
Can I be honest? Red strings
attached. You're like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. You'll go around to your house and there'll be scribbles all over the wall and Middleton, MC squared Middleton.
And she'd have what's the music you listen to when you cut the lawn? So
AC/DC.
Heavy metal music in the background going, yeah, come on. You're a serial killer.
I'm just saying there's something going on. I hope she's okay, but
I hope
she's
too.
Something is going on.
Mm. They'll be wheeling around Weekend at Bernie style soon, getting into a press conference. Oh, she's dead. You know that. I know.
Oh,
they just need to come out and make the announcement. All right. Well done, everybody.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.